Hey, this is the Black Lex, also known as Dark Swain, the Irregular Man, and you're listening to the Irregular Man Podcast. Men die every day doing jobs that would scare women half to death. The suicide rate for men is astronomical, where we are 3.5 times more successful in our attempts. We are the protectors of our families, and no one really questions that. Women can hit us, spit on us, even attempt to kill us, and we are never to retaliate lest we be mocked and derided as abusers and bad men. And we accept this as our reality. We always have. There is a disconnect between what women know from their experience and what men experience. This rift exists with all people through many differing ideologies. It's just hard to relate to people that are different and think in opposition to one another. It is equally terrible in unique ways that create severe rifts in our collective empathy. That's the real problem. We aren't as connected as we once were. I think Gillette as a company chose to capitalize on Me Too and other social justice narratives because it is economically positive to do so. There is no way that they could lose out on such a message, really. Even bad press is good press, right? Just join in and jump on the proverbial bandwagon, and those that hate white men, Christianity, masculinity, and anything poised as conservative, you will strike gold. They shout, "We must hold men accountable for all the hurt and pain they have caused. We must make sure that they know that they are what is holding society back from its much-needed cultural evolution." The virtue signals mostly come from the left-hand side of the political spectrum. People are people with great influence on social media, famous liberals and other visible culturally significant realms, wag the finger at men, effectively shaming us into submission. And if we don't capitulate, we will be silenced into non-personhood and erased from the internet altogether. Just ask Alex Jones or Gavin McGinnis. Outmoded ideas about family and masculinity aren't welcome in this Orwellian microcosm. Men love women. We love our families. Most important to us is the need to protect and love. That is the best a man can get. Yet, we are shown that we are really just bullies that perpetrate violence in all forms in the world. Is that a fair representation? There is no mention of what women do and their own toxicity within society. And I wonder why. I recall being bullied by girls in school and girls bullying other girls as well. Phoebe Prince, Mackenzie Adams, both victims of bullying by females as well as males, both committed suicide because of it. Where is the outcry? Okay, I agree that we as men need to change certain things about ourselves, but our masculine nature is not at fault. Masculinity is allowed to be mischaracterized, but to question feminist theories is similar to killing your career. We are basically edging close to a certain collective insanity that feels like the Twilight Zone. I cannot abide it. I will not go gentle into that good night. I will rage against the dying of the light. And if you look closely, you'll see who controls the ideas in the society. It is said that those you aren't allowed to criticize are the ones pulling the strings. You can test that theory and get back to me. Overall, we as men, we are challenged with this great responsibility because of our strength, because we are the less fragile of our species. We are the stronger of the two. Therefore, we must go out and hunt. We must go out and build. We must take all the risks. And in doing so, we have cultivated a certain mindset, which for many, and especially in this society today, is increasingly unneeded, or at least it seems that way. And if that type of strength, and that if that masculine nature is not needed, then what shall we replace it with? That's the problem. That's a big problem, because we don't know. All we know is that, or what we speculate anyway, is that masculinity needs to be either redefined, changed, or subverted, or all of those things. Still, after that's done, after you've erased masculinity, then what? Maybe women are just asking us to be more mindful of who they are, being more mindful of the need to be gentle, the need to be caring and kind and considerate. And, you know, I don't find problem with that. My problem is that shaming us doesn't work. Shaming anyone doesn't work. Saying that being masculine is a problem will do nothing to fix it. Telling men who have cared for women for ages and ages, not just perpetrated violence, will be thrown aside. I don't know what we would do without certain aspects of our male nature when the shit actually hits the fan. Because when people do come to get us, you know, if the world does come to attack us, if we endure another war, our masculine nature has been erased, we'll be subverted. We'll be crushed. And that's all there is to it. Thank you for listening to the Irregular Man Podcast. You can find links to more content on irregularman.com. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter or Instagram, my handle is @manirregular. Talk to you again soon. Peace.